Once again, good morning. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly open it with me in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 down to 10. Allow me to read the passage to you this morning. In Luke chapter 15, verses 1 down to 10, the Word of God says here, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.' Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." Verse 8. "Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents." Before we hear or listen to the Word of God, shall we bow down our heads and close our eyes for the word of prayer? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful and thankful for sending us to your house of praise this morning. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you are our sovereign God who controls everything. And Lord, here we are this morning. We humble ourselves before you because we know that the things that we have comes from you. Lord, we thank you for giving us this life. We thank you for the strength that we enjoy. We thank you for the blessings that we receive from you. And Father, we acknowledge that you are our God, a loving God who loves his children, his people. And Father, we pray that as we worship you this morning, we will give back all the glory and honor that belongs to you. And Father, we also acknowledge that we all sin. So, Lord, we ask that you will cleanse us by the blood of our precious Savior who died on the cross just to redeem us from our sin. We thank you, Lord, for the salvation that we have. And we know, Lord, that it is by grace that we have this and we enjoy this. And Lord, we also ask that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit. Be with us, Lord. Guide our minds and our hearts. Lord, speak to us today. We ask that you will give us heavenly wisdom so that we will be able to understand your word. Not just, Lord, to understand or add it in our knowledge, but Lord, we pray that we will be able to apply it in our lives so that we could bring you all the glory and honor that belongs to you. Use us, Lord. Bless us this morning. In this we pray. Amen. Now, how many of us here have heard, how many of us here have heard the news last month about the 12 boys who were stuck in the cave, together with their assistant coach? Ang asa may sinita. Naitapo ni siya sa Thailand. Now, actually, it happened last June 23. Nisulod sila sa cave after silang practice. Nisulod sila sa cave. Pag-abot nila dito sa cave, niulan o kusog sa gawas. So, kung ikaw nasa sulod sa cave, makahibaw ka nga niulan sa gawas, dili yung kakabat. But they were stuck at the end of the cave. And approximately, it was 2 to 3 kilometers away from the entrance. So yun na nakalayo ang ilang isudlan. Now, how many days they were stuck? They were stuck there for 10 days without food. Ikanapulo pa nga adlaw, usa nakaabot ang rescuer dito kanila. So they were stuck for 10 days without food. Nay water, kaya nga naman, na-stuck man sila dito, it's because of the rain. So, can you imagine being stuck at the edge, underneath sa yuta for 10 days? Unsa kaya inyo ma-feel? First, nga ma-feel ninyo kagutom yun. Iwan man kayo makaon. Second, unsa naman ma-feel? Kakapoy na. Third, mahog na dyan siya nga, wa na dyan ni pag-asa. Kaya nga naman, saan mo niyong paglangoy? Two kilometers away. Pila raman ka minutes ang atong makaya inig langoy na to? Maybe you can last for, kung kusog-kusog ka nga diver, kamaudyo ka mo langoy, murag siguro mabot og 2 minutes. Kung kamaudyo ka. Usa ka mahutdan og hangin. So they were stuck for 10 days. So unsa ni tabo? Nahibawaan sila nga nawala sila, and then nahibawaan nga duha day sila dito sa langog. And then the rescuer tried to rescue them. Unfortunately, one of the navy sa Thailand risked his life. Kaya nga naman, namatay siya sa paningkamot lang, maabot ra dito. Now, cave diving is different from scuba diving. Kaya nga naman, ang scuba diving, it's an open ocean. You can free to swim everywhere or anywhere you want. But, cave diving is different. Gamay raman siya. And not only that it is small, the entrance is small, you have no room to swim around, it is dark. Kaya nga naman, nalapok man yung tubig. So, dili ka kakita umayo. Not only that it is dark, it is filled with, on sa ganing minerals nga nasa cave, stalagmite og stalactite. So, mo ng difficulty. And they have to swim around, 2 to 3 kilometers. Lisod kaayo. So, one of the navy died to search and rescue these kids together with their assistant coach. Fortunately, after 18 days, all of them were rescued by the help of not only the national people in Thailand, na ay daghan nga international diver ang niadto dito just to save them. And the prize, they have the ticket to go to FIFA World Cup. Kinsa man diri ang fan og football? Nay usa. I have been a fan of football because of Gerard. Kinsa kaya sa Liverpool? Sorry, that was before. But today, our topic for today is about rescuing the hearts of men. Sir. And it is found in Luke chapter 15, verses 1 down to 10. There you go. Now, Luke 15 is one of the best known parts of the teaching of Jesus. And this chapter is made up of 3 stories. If you can see in your Bible, if you have your Bibles with you. The first two are making way to the third story, which is more developed and clear. And the first two parables are quite similar to each other in terms of length, storyline, and lesson. While the third story can stand by itself, Kung inyong tanawon jud kung if you are a Bible reader and if you join in your Bible studies and discipleship, you can see that pare-pareha jud ang two parables or two stories. And because of this similarity, we will take the first two parables together as one. Aron kay pareha raman sila ang storyline and lessons, we will take it as one. Now let's see the background and scenario of this parables that Christ gave to us. We should first observe the first two verses in this chapter that Luke recorded that Jesus' listener and were Pharisees and sinners. Kita mo sa verse 1 and 2 on sa mga listeners ni Jesus Christ. In verse 1 it says, "Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all gathering around him. But the Pharisees," na ang Pharisees, "and the teachers of the law are there." Now, the Jewish leaders had been looking for fault in Jesus' words. Mao na nga naa sila dito. Ngita sila o gamayng sayop ni Hesus Kristo. I hope walay Pharisees and tax and law teachers of the law diri karon ha. Basi niyo mangita, sa sayop ni pastor ani. No, I hope wala. But the Jewish leaders had been looking for fault in Jesus' words and the way Christ socialized with people whom they considered ritually and morally unclean. Mo ni langi kuan kay ano man unsa man gibuhat ni Jesus. If you looked at the word, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Asa man nakita si Jesus, adto siya sa mga makasasala. So mainly, they were called immoral men and women such as tax collectors. And that's what they said. Christ receives sinners and eats with them. Now these words were evidently spoken with surprise and scorn. Muragi bugal-bugalan ni si Jesus sa dihang nag-atubang siya sa mga katauhan. And not with pleasure and admiration. But the truth of the matter is that these sinful men are the kind of people who actively sought Jesus and were most responsive to His message. So, kinsa ang naminaw ug maayo? Ang sinners or ang Pharisees or teachers of the law? It was the sinners. Why? Because they could tell that Jesus' teaching was authentic. Mao na nga naminaw jud sila. And not only that Jesus' teaching was authentic, Christ knew what He was talking about. And that He really cared about them. So wala si Jesus ni adto sa mga Pharisees. Wala siya ni adto sa mga teachers of the law. He went to talk to the sinners. And that's why the sinners were responsive to His message. So they could tell that Jesus' teaching was authentic and He knew what He was talking about and that He really cared about them. And they sensed that none of these things, Christ's teaching and life application, were found in their religious leaders. So lahi jud sa dihang muwali si Jesus. Dili susama sa mga Pariseo o mga teachers of the law. Lahi ra jud ang iyang pagka-deliver. So, they know or they knew that it's different. Why? Because the religious leaders, on the other hand, had mentally divided the society into two groups. Yun sila pag-divide, ang society. Kung ako religious leaders, mupili ko kung kinsay mga tarong, akong ibutang diri sa tuo. O kato mga makasasala, akong ibutang diri sa wala. And that exactly how the religious leaders did in their society. They divided the society into two groups, sinful and righteous people like themselves. And because of this, the Pharisees had become proud and superior to sinful men. Muna nga, kabantay mo ka ng unsa may target ni Jesus Christ. Not like these hypocrites. Kaya nga naman, they are so proud of themselves. Diba? There is a time that when Jesus was there in the temple, unsa may gisulti ni Jesus, kinsa may ang nihatag og maayo og kinasing-kasing. Kining mga hipokrito nga nagpakita silang dagkong hinatagan sa simbahan or kining babae nga ni sikrito og hulog sa iyang sintimo. So they divided the society into two groups. And they were so proud and superior about themselves. But what they miss out is that Jesus came to save or call, unsa man ang giyanhin ni Jesus, He came to save or call the sinners to repentance. Luke chapter 5, verse 32. Well, in fact, in 31, niingon po Diyos si Jesus, kinsa man ang nanginahanglan o doktor? Ang mga masakiton or adtong mga himsog? Kinsa man ang nanginahanglan? Diba? Normally, mo adto ta og doktor kung nanginahan lang ta og tambal. And Jesus came, He came to save the sinners. He did not come to save the righteous, but He came into the world to save sinners. In God's eyes, there are no naturally holy people. Wala. Dili jud ka makaingon nga ako tarong ko. No. Makaingon dire na dire tawo nga perpekto isag kamot. Naa ba? Wala. Pero naa dire tawo nga ngalan og perpekto. Naa wala. Naa may usa ka before sa school na ay komedya ba. Ningon siya nga ang usa ka student. Ang siya na ay usa ka tawo ngalan niya si perpekto. Sa dihang musimba mo yon kinsa na perpekto dire visa jud siya kay nganong perpekto may pangalan barog siya pero ang katawanan kay mo di ang apelyido kay ba mo unsa masalaypon nang lingkod lang siya. So in God's eyes there are no naturally holy people. Everyone needs to become humble by turning into God in repentance. With moral sorrow and trusting God's mercy in Jesus Christ. Today, there are three things that we need to learn from these two parables this morning. So what are these three lessons? I received your handouts and Nadia sa inyo ang pamphlets actually. Ang ako ang message. So, kung iinaamo yung mga handouts na Nadia. First is the condition of being lost because of sin. Second, the mission of searching true love. And the last, the joy of accomplishing the mission. Now let's move on to the first point. The condition of being lost because of sin. Let me ask you this question. How many of you have guilt of feeling bad? Raise your hands. Wala mo'y guilty feeling? Or wicked? Kanang feeling ni mo pang kasala mo yung ko'y? Or how many of you here have a feeling of getting angry to a person? Kinsa man diri, wala? Wala sad? Wala mo'y kasuko? I will consider you as a holy people. Does your past make you feel ashamed of who you are? Nawa boy mga kaagi nga inyong masinati ba nga lainaw eh. Actually, I'm not a holy man. I did things that I am ashamed of. And I still feel that. Kamo, namo? Ang atay mga binuhatan nga di maayo, di ba? And sometimes we just feel ashamed about it. Is there an instant that you lost your temperament?
Kitang-tanan, no? Especially kung nana kay anak. Makita na dyan nimo ang imong gibuhat sa una. Diyas nila.
Or was there a time that you were lost in a shopping mall?
Kasulay mo, anak. Sulod mong shopping mall, dako kayong shopping mall, especially ka ng SMC side karon, sulod ka dito, yung gawas, speakers, lalay naman lagi na. Kasulay mo niya na, actually, I'm not from Cebu. I came from Iloilo. So I came here to Cebu just to study. Actually, not just to study, but to rehabilitate myself. Kaybaw na mo kung saan na siguro, no? Nga nung niyari ko dire, Cebu. So when I arrived in Cebu, I went to a Bible school just to put myself there for 1 year. Aron maalimtan ako ang akong mga nangagi sa akong kinabuhi. We went to Ayala before that was 2000, year 2000. Eriko dire. Pag sulod na mo si Ayala, kay first time mga di si Ayala, niya, circle biya nang Ayala, di ba? Sulod mi sa usa ka entrance, libog na mi, nga nigawas mi sa laing entrance. Pila di ka entrance dire. So, yeah, I was lost. So, have you tried that? Being lost in a shopping mall? Or a place you don't know the way? Kasulay mo niya na. Lisod yun. Kung di ka mangutana, mawala yun ka. Samot ka kawala. Pero kung mangutana ka, makahibaw ka kung asa ang agyanan. What Christ was trying to illustrate in this story is the condition of man in sin. We don't know the way. Kitang tanan sa agyuta, natibula agyuta. And that is our condition. A sheep was lost, and so was the coin in our parables, in our Bible. In this case, both had lost its bearings and therefore the result would be the sheep will be endangered to wolves. And not only that, the coin being missed and unused. So mawala na lang yung coin, dili na ito makita, dili na ito magamit. In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6, where it says, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Remember this. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Lord laid on him. Ang atong mga kakulangan, kay kabus man yun ta, gihatag nga to kaniya. Or gibutang nga to kaniya. The prophet Isaiah, describes our sinful condition as people who are stupid. Not just stupid, kaybaw mo, one of the characteristic of a sheep, dili lang siya stupid, stubborn pa jud ni ang mga karniro. Not only stupid and stubborn, helpless. Kakita mo sa sheep, may picture diya gamay. Na ba siya para pang offense? Ihatag doon niya siguro ang wool, no? Like Baba Black Sheep. Do you have any wool? O sige, ihatag na lang dito si mo master. No. Kung imong tanawon kining sheep, wala dito siya pang offense. Gawas lang kung ram siya, kaya nga na siya horn. So this animal is stupid, stubborn, and helpless. Mauni pag-describe ni Isaiah. Kanato. Our condition is like a sheep. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18 down to 19, Paul warns us that life without God is being lost, which means living in sin. Maunang pag-describe karon ni Paul. Kanato. Life without God is being lost. Meaning, we live in sin, that there is emptiness, foolishness, spiritual blindness, and darkness in us. Have you tried to go in a cave without any flashlight? Kasulay mo, Inigsulod ninyo, wala mo yung flashlight, kahibaw mo asa mong padong? Hindi mo kahibaw. If you have Christ in your life, actually, I am very impressed of Pastor Ramel putting the name sa inyong church, Light of Life. Because you know the way now. So, life without God is being lost. What you can mahibaw and what you can masatan. In which we lost our sensitivity and indulge ourselves to every kind of impurity. That is the condition of man. And what Christ was trying to emphasize is that men and women who are listening to Him were all lost. Dili lang kay ang sinners ang lost, including the Pharisees and teachers of the law. They are all lost. Pero mga teachers of the law, they feel proud of themselves. But Christ was trying to tell them that they too are lost together with the sinners. And that is what Christ is trying to emphasize to them. And therefore, need salvation. Church, we have to remember this, that Christ will receive us graciously. He will. And will pardon us freely. And not only that, Christ will also assure us eternal life if we believe in Him. And that is the condition of the human being or of man because of sin. We are all lost. Second, the mission of searching true love. Now, this is the second thing that we need to remember, that there is a search and rescue mission. As I've said kanina sa akong illustration sa naitabo dito sa Thailand, unsa kay maitabo sa mga bata o together with their assistant coach kung walay nangita nila? Pila ka days gani mo last ang tawo without food? Maybe kung dako-dako siguro ka, nagbutang yung kagdaghang fats nga daan ba? Mulas yung kag siguro dugay-dugay. Let's say mga 50 days. Christ lasted for 40 days and 40 nights. So kung dako-dako yung ka, mulas yung kag siguro mga 45. Pero kung gamay ka, susama na mo mga slim, hindi siguro ka abot ng 20 days. Patay na. But, again, kung walay nangita nila, si Mitabo, matay din sila. So, the national, the Navy tried to search them together with the international divers. So, there is a search and rescue mission. Now, in our Bible, in our passage, the shepherd went out alone into the wilderness to seek and find the lost sheep. The woman turned her house upside down to retrieve the one lost coin. Laliman ka, biyaan ni mo ang 99 ka mga sheep just to search one lost sheep. The woman turned her house upside down just to retrieve one lost coin. Now, kung naamoy bayranan nga 100, niya sa dihang nilakaw mo, natagak ang butang nalang nato, 25 cents. Kaya pa may 25 cents ka nato karon, di ba? Natagak ang 25 cents. Unsa may wala mong buhaton? Ha? Tagbaw yung siguro pangita, no? 25 centimos. Magingon din kang kadaghan, nag 25 centimos sa unang anong karon pamanawala. Pero kung mawala, mo yung pangitaon, balik siguro kasi mong agi. Kung padoong ka sa supermarket or anyway, but then they tried to find the one sheep and one lost coin. In Luke chapter 19 verse 10, where it says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." So ang anak sa Ginoo ni ani sa yuta aron lang pagpangita sa usa nga nawala.
the God of creation, the Lord of history, has come into the world to seek and save the lost sinners. Again, wala siya niari aron sa pagluwas sa mga tarong. Niari siya aron sa pagluwas kanimo o kanako. It is a universal search and rescue mission. Kitang tanan. I do believe that you know the famous verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. So, unsa may ang gigugma? Ang kalibutan. Tanan, kitang tanan. Ug nangita siya kanimo o kanako. This is what God has promised in Ezekiel. In Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11 down to 24. If you have your Bible with you, open it with me in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 11 to 24. And allow me to read the passage quickly. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11 down to 24. It says here, "For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd who looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. So I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places when they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nation and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and all the settlement in the land. I will tend them a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel, I will be their grazing land. The mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep, and I have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring them back, and bring back the stray. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. As for you, my flock, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will judge between one sheep and another, and between rams and goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on good pasture? Must you also trample the rest of your pasture with your feet? Is it not enough for you to drink clear water? Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? Must my flock feed on what you have trampled and drink what you have muddied with your feet?" Verse 20. "Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you have shoved with flank and shoulder, butting all the weak sheep with your horns until you have driven them away. I will save my flock. Then they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them and be their shepherd." Verse 24, "The Lord will be their God, and my servant David will be the prince among them. The Lord have spoken." So this is the promise of God in Ezekiel, that he would come and seek and save his flock. Now, it is a personal rescue mission where he sends Christ to save sinners, and it is through Christ's active love that he completed the work. Anong active love man? Because he left his glory and humbled himself, came down into the world to search and rescue those who were lost.
Naliman ka, iyang biyaan ang langit. Iyang biyaan ang iyang himayang dito, aron lang sa pagluwas kanimo. Now the question is, how valuable are you? How precious are you? Gibiyaan yun niya.
Makasulay ba tagbiya sa atong trabaho kung nay usa ka tawo nang inahanglan sa imong tabang?
Nga dili nimo kaila? Dili nimo hinigugma?
Kasulay mo ni ana? Musuway mo ni ana? But Christ did it because of His active love for us.
Not only that, He endured the pain of suffering.
Now, how many of us here have seen the movie The Passion of Christ? And it is directed by Mel Gibson. Diba? I-portray dito kung giunsa si Christ pag dili lang kay paglansang, giportray dyan nila kung giunsa pag kastigo kang Jesus. Diba, murag, as I watch it, murag duduol yun siya sa tinuod. Kaya nga naman, sa dihang gilato si Jesus, natangtang mo yun ang dili lang kay ang skin, apil pa yun ang flesh.
Can you imagine? He left His glory, came down to earth, suffered for our sins. Unsa ka kakahigugma sa Ginoo? Giunsa ka ta paghigugma sa Ginoo?
He endured the pain of suffering. Now, in our text, iyang gikarga ang sheep. In real life, unsa man gikarga niya? It was the cross. He put it on his shoulder. Before he carried the cross, he suffered. The painful suffering, the worst penalty, ang gihatag anak kaniya. So, he endured the pain of suffering and then opened the door of eternal life to those who are willing to be saved. It is an act of unselfish love that Christ showed to us. He wants to carry us on His shoulder than leaving us behind in this world of sin.
Kung ikaw pa kaha, unsa may mong buhaton, kinsa may ganahan diri mo suffer, who is willing to sacrifice his life just to save the lost?
Wala. Who among us here are willing to sacrifice his life just to save the lost? Raise your hands.
Wala?
What, Jod? So why are you so many here? Kang kinsa ning trabaho tanan? Why are you here? It is because of one person who sacrificed his life just to search for you. So dili mo ganahan mo makigpangita sad sa uban nga nangawala. Again, I will ask you, who is willing to sacrifice his life just to save the lost? Raise your hands.
Sikreto lang. Kibasin niya masakpan. Mahibawaan niya. Paninglan ko niya.
Me, I will just raise my hands. I give it up everything just to save the lost. And I hope same sad sa inyo, ha? Why? Because Christ did this for us. He endured the pain of suffering and He opened the door of eternal life for those who are willing to be saved. It is an act of unselfish love that Christ showed to us and He wants us to be with Him. It is like the woman who lighted the entire lamp. Now, sa panahon nila, mahal kaayo ang oil. Kung naay kandila, mas samot nga mahal. Pero unsa man ang gibuhat sa babay, he lighted the lamp or the candle just to search for One lost coin. The Lord God seeks for us as individuals. Again, I will say this. The Lord God seeks for us as individuals. Usa o gusa o gusa ang iyang pagpangita kanato. Dili tibuok. Paggawa sa mga bata ngadto sa sulod sa langob, kahibaw mo kung giunsa? Wala sila tangta, wala sila ma-save dito as tibuok. They were saved one by one. O ang pag-rescue kanila, grabe pa jud ka intricate. Grabe pa jud ang pagplano. Kaya nga naman, they don't know how to swim. They don't know how to use the mask, the oxygen. So giunsa sila. So ang mga rescuer, iplanuhan jud. Gisulod sila og bag. Tagsa-tagsa sila pagawas. And exactly, that is how God saves us. One by one. The Lord seeks for us as individuals. For each of us is unique and precious in His sight. Ingon na ang pagluwas sa Ginoo ka na to. So ayaw mo ka-wonder nga nung ang inyong igsoon wala pa maluwas, huwag ikaw pa. Ayaw mo ka-wonder kung inyong asawa o inyong bana wala pa maluwas, huwag ikaw pa. Kaya nga naman, usa o usa ra jud ang pagluwas sa Ginoo. You have to pray for them. And as I said, you have to sacrifice your life in order for them to be saved. Third, the joy in accomplishing the mission. Now, this is one of the major themes of Luke, which is the indispensable sign of salvation in Christ. Why? Because there is joy of someone being found and forgiven. Pagluwas sa mga bata dito sa Thailand, unsa man nitabo? Sa diyang nakit-an sila, sa diyang nanay nagawas, unsa man nitabo? Unsa man nitabo sa tibuok nasod sa Thailand? Nag-uol sila? Ansa? Lipay sila kay nanay ni gawas unsa? Di ba? O katong naluwas, sa dihang nakakita sila nga nay rescuer ni come out sa tubig, og niingon doon, hi, hello. Unsa man tubag nila, hello, hello, hello. Lipay sila. Kaya nga naman, there is joy of someone being found and forgiven. Kung mawala ka o niya, nakitaan ka, malipay jud ka. Di ba? But the question is, to whose is the joy? Para kinsa man, tining dako ng kalipay. Now obviously, to the one who is found and is forgiven. Di ba? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. But remarkably, the joy that was expressed in these parables is the joy of heaven. Of angels and of God at the recovery of a single human being to the fold of the Father's care. Ang joy kang kinsa? Para sa tao nga nakit-an? Para sa mga tao nga nag-atang, nagpaabot nga maluwas ang mga bata? Or maluwas ka? Remarkably, the joy that was expressed in this parable is the joy of heaven. Ang nagmaya, ang nagsadya, ang langit sa dihang ikaw naluwas. Nakabaton o kaluwasan nga na kang Jesus. It is the joy of heaven, of angels, and of God. However, a man could be as wicked as he is, but in the day that he really turns from his wickedness and come to God in repentance to Christ, God the Father is well pleased. Kung ikaw, mga ikapasailuan, kung ikaw naluwas. We have to remember this, church. The most important part to God and the citizens of heaven is the recovery of a fallen men and women. Akong balikon. Naaman diri, naapo dito. The most important part to God and the citizens of heaven is the what? Recovery of fallen men and women. Magsadya jud ang langit kung naay maluwas or naluwas. Heaven will be a community of joy-filled people who have come to know the treasures of God's grace and the wonders of His love in Christ Jesus. Magsadya jud. I have to end my sermon today. Kaya nangutan ako ng Pastor Ramil. Pastor Ramil, pila ka oras ang message sa inyo, ha? Siya, bro, ikaw lang bahala. Oh, ba? Oh, una muna, sagawin ako. Sige, kaya akong bahala. Murag lisod ka, ni. Actually, I made this sermon how many years ago? And I divided it into four parts. So this is just the introduction. Kaya ako'y bahala ingon siya. So I will end it. And hopefully, kung makabalik ko dire, kung makabalik, then I will have the part two. This is the first part. Kung sa kumbaga pa, introduction pa lang ni. So kung pabalikon ko ni Pastor Ramil and I don't know kung mo fit sa schedule, kabalik ko. Pero kung dili, mauna ni, end na. Conclusion. But the conclusion is this. Let us strive to know something of this love of Christ. We all have to. We need to learn and study kung unsa dyan na yung paghigugman ni Christ din ni kanato. Dili lang kay, ato kong simbahan ron kay Sunday. I need to listen to Pastor Pipoy or Pastor Ramel or whoever the pastor is. No. You have to learn. The word strive is you have to do it. Even you stumble and fall, you just get up. And I praise the team. Kay, they strive. Last Sunday, hapit na mapildi. Actually, hapit na pildi na jud unta to. Pero, nadapa jud. Strive pa man jud. Napa man jud sila guts. Until na, first overtime, kay ba mo? Naka-second overtime. Kini-strive pa jud sila. Naku. Ako gatan, ako kay gikan kog dalagit, padungo rin, kakapoy naman, ako ganang bula na. Nakanumdum pa jud kong Pastor Joel. I know he's in heaven. He's one of the instructor in ATCP. And I was part of that team before. Tudlo sa ko sa ATCP before. For 3 years. Pagkahibaw na ako, saan nalang ni Ron, wala ba tayo dua-dua? Yung usahay na tamang kadua. Hinahinay na lang tayong kugdagan. Kainumdo mo, Pastor Joel. No, Pastor Joel, tabangin na lang may kumudaog me. Lord, daog, kung pildi. Ningkamot man ang team. Naka-second overtime, pag-uman sa second overtime, dito na, ni-strive na jud me. Ni-daog jud. But let us strive to know something of this love of Christ. Not just today, but tomorrow and the rest of our lives. We have to learn. We have to know. And not only that, you have to share the love of Christ as well to other people. Why? Because it is a love that surpasses knowledge. We don't understand it. It is incomprehensible. You cannot fathom it. Can you imagine the God of heaven came to earth just to die for you and me? Kita di tagani mo, di mang kinsa may ganahan rin mo, hawa siya ang lingkuranan, mo adto dito mag-evangelize. Karon. Siguro, karon. Ingon mo, sige pastor, nata. Isagwa pa kananay. Makaingon siguro mo karon. Pero before that, wala jud, di ba? And this is the kind of love. The love that surpasses knowledge. Incomprehensible. And if we take comfort in our own love to Christ, this is the danger. If we take comfort in our own love to Christ, we are building on a sandy foundation.
Pareho to siyang gihata nga example. Na iduwa katawo, ni build ang usa dito sa bas, ang usa dito sa bato.
But if we lean on to Christ's love to us, we are on a solid rock.
I'll put it this way. If we are the one holding on to Christ, unsa may mitabo, there is a tendency that you will let go. And that is the time you will stumble and fall. But if Christ is the one holding you, unsa may mitabo,
there is no reason that Christ will let you go. You can assure that He will never leave you nor forsake you. And then no one can snatch you out from His hand. And that is the assurance. So, don't take comfort on your own, in your own love to Christ. No. We must lean onto Christ's love to us. Christ wants us to know that we are men and women who need a Savior, not a Savior Himself.
Ako balikon.
Christ wants us to know that we are men and women who need a Savior, not a Savior Himself.
Kaya ang uban, nagtuo na siya ray makaluwas sa iyang kaugalingon.
No, we cannot do that. In these parables, it is clear that Jesus is emphasizing to both sinners and Pharisees that they need to be saved. We all need to be saved. We all need to lean on to Christ's love to us. But the question is, whose side are you? Are you in the side of the Pharisees and teachers of the law or sinners?
Asa man mo?
Either of these we can depend on. We are all sinners. We all need a Savior. We all fall short. And therefore, we all need to remember that we are saved only through the blood of Christ, and that alone can assure us that we are safe from the coming wrath of God. We all need Christ. And indeed, Christ came to rescue the hearts of men and women. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love to us, that you sent your Son just to search and rescue us. And indeed, Lord, it was a successful rescue mission. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace. And I pray, Father, that each and every one of us here right now are encouraged, motivated to share your love to others as well. To light our life, to guide the lost in salvation. We pray, Father, that this life that you have given us will not be wasted, but rather, Lord, this life that we have will be used by you to glorify your name. Lord, bless this church. Bless your people. Use your people, Lord. Bless them as they bless others. I pray that we will do whatever you entrusted us to do for your glory's sake. This we pray. Amen.